It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
There is in the book of Romans a sentence which reads like this. For we know that in all things God works for good with those who love Him, those whom He has called according to His purpose. Now, are those just some fancy-sounding words Paul is using? Is this just some good prose? Or are they true? Does God work for good in everything with those who love Him? Does God use even the bad things that happen to those who love Him when He's working for good? I feel we need a little background on Paul before we can get his statement in proper perspective. You see, he had been a Christian for 22 years. He was making preparations to go to Spain. That was his heart's desire. History would record that he got only as far as a Roman jail cell. Paul had suffered much prior to penning these words. 5 times he had been whipped with 39 lashes from a leather whip, tipped with metal. He had been beaten with rods 3 times. He had been stoned once, left for dead. He had been in 3 shipwrecks. He had suffered from heavy toil and hardship and had spent many sleepless nights and who knows how long in jail. After suffering all of this and more, Paul wrote that God works for good in everything with those who love Him. At least Paul was speaking with plenty of experience. And you can put this down. Paul believed what he wrote. But back to the original question. Does God work for good in everything with those who love Him? Events in the life of Christ add validity to Paul's statement. For we are told that God took mankind's most evil and unjust act, the crucifixion, and worked good through it. After a study of the evidence available, one comes to the conclusion that Christ shared this belief with Paul, that God works for good in everything with those who love Him. Does God work for good in everything? May I share with you a personal experience? Back when I started preaching, I served a little rural church. Since the church couldn't pay much, Linda taught school to help pay our bills. We gave very liberally to the little church, probably more than any other family. We thought nothing about it. We did it because we wanted to do it. When Linda had to give up her teaching because of pregnancy, we cut our expenses every way we could. I was in seminary then. And the bills seemed just to keep piling up. In order to help pay our hospital bill, I did something I had never done before or since. I asked the church to raise my salary $20 a month for 4 months. I explained that the money was needed to help meet our hospital expense. There was sufficient money in the church treasury to meet the request without affecting the church finances. But the church denied my request. I can recall that as I heard the decision that night, that it just didn't make sense. We had worked so hard for that little church, given so generously when we could. Now, when we needed just a little help, the church said no. You know, I can remember that I was unable to finish my sermon that night. For the first time in my life, I cried in a church. I could not hold back the tears. I was deeply hurt. But God worked good from that, for I learned how to be a little more loving and kind, a little more understanding and helpful. Because of that deep hurt, I know something of what the other fellow feels when he hurts. And, perhaps, I learned a little of the hurt in the heart of God when we say no to Him. Does God work for good in everything? I believe He does. I believe that even in our disappointments and heartbreaks, God is working for our good.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.